And so we begin. We begin every morning. We have the opportunity to begin again. In this moment of lucid awareness, as we are coming from the sleeping state to the wakeful state, we're not really up and thinking yet. We're in a state of presence. We have the opportunity to capture this energy. Not have to be thinking, but to be aware. This is as effective as some of the deepest states of meditation that we've been in. Capture it in this moment. Before your feet hit the floor, you're still between the worlds. You're sensing your breath. Notice your breath. As you take a deep breath in, and you take a deep breath out, and it cycles through the body the way that it would naturally. Just notice how the energy rolls up and down the spine, how the energy moves up and down the whole body, and how it moves from overhead into the center of the brain and into the throat and down into the chest and lower into the core, low into the belly, deep into the sacral center and the rootedness and down through our legs and runs down beneath our feet even, further away from the head. And then cycles back up again, filtering in through the body, running up through the body, through the root chakra and the second chakra and the third, the fourth, filling the body with illuminated presence, a rejuvenated sense of opportunity is before us and within us. It continues to rise up through the body and up through the throat center, through the third eye, out to the top of the head, and it fountains out around us in every direction, as if water, liquid light, just spewing out in every direction and falling down into the root area and cycling back up through the center of the body again, returning its routing upward. While you're laying there, you can begin to sense an energy off the surface of the skin. And as we notice this, we are aware that we are more than just a physical body. This flow is me. This flow of energy is me. I'm no longer going to identify just as a physical body. I'm interested in being the energy that resides through the body, that houses itself in and out of the body, dances around the physical body, cultivating all kinds of essence energies that are beyond just the physical me. And as I do so, I begin to identify with a greater truth. I sense what is awake inside. I sense what is dormant. I sense what is ready to wake up through this physical body. I'm moving through this physical body with my consciousness as I am. We get a sense before our feet even hit the floor in the morning about what is rising, what is needed, what is wanted. We may not be able to identify it, name it. We don't have to. We can just feel it. We feel the sensation of openness. I'm grateful. I feel the sensation of some area being contracted. I'm inviting it into the fold. I'm simply putting my loving attention on it and allowing it to dissolve into the rest of the flow that is moving through this body. In this way, I'm able to get a sense about what my intention is to be today. I'm deciding that based upon impulses and input and information that's coming from inside the core of the body. I'm not just deciding this based upon what I need to be doing in my life right now, the activities at work or the activities in the relationship or the activities with the children or the activities around the house or the project that needs to happen with the car or the bills to be paid. It's not about that. It's about, right now, first things first. First things first leads to all things done. First things first takes care of centering us and grounding us. And so we set our intention, and then everything that is to occur this day is to zero back to or point back to this intention. This intention is peace. This intention is joy. This intention is adventure. This intention is love, self-love, honoring. What is it that needs to be happening? Your body's revealing it to you from the inside out, from the core up. It rises to the consciousness. It rises to the consciousness. And as we begin to breathe this intention, we focus in, we zero in on this, and we feel this intention as true in the body. We hold it as true in the body. We breathe it as truth in the body. So if the intention is peace, we breathe peace through the whole body before our feet even hit the floor in the morning. If it is joy, we breathe joy through the body. If it is self-assurance or self-certainty or self-love or whatever it is that is rising in you, have that be what you breathe through the body before the feet hit the floor. And as we move toward engaging, we take our first few steps, feel the relationship between such a powerful intention and this dense physical body, and allow the dense physical body to raise its vibration to meet the intention. Movement and walking for the first time in the day, just allow those first few steps to set the tone for the entire daily experience. When we do so, we start to build a soulful constitution. And as we move toward the water to wash our face or to brush our teeth or to do what we're going to do, allow the water to represent the cleansing and the softening of structures and the washing away of that which is no longer needed, and a dissolving of that which has been cleansed and detoxified and eliminated throughout the period of the night. The sacred hours where those things are being remedied and taken care of automatically by this beautiful grand design. And allow the water to bring our attention to this cleansing, washing away of that which is no longer needed. Every single morning, allow this process to be what comes to mind, comes to the consciousness. And appreciate the water. Appreciate what is happening here, the very elements we get to play in. The air, the earth, the water. Allow the body to become like the water, soft and able to be pliable and change its structure for whatever is needed, knowing that our very thoughts have shape-shifting capacity. Our very thoughts change the shape of the molecule of the water. And as we are in this deep appreciation and we move toward either nurturing ourselves through food or nurturing ourselves through some exercise. One or the other can be first, but both will happen. We speak about the food first, noticing the kinds of food that we're attracted to. What is it that is I'm feeling, sensing, the body wanting, the body revealing to me what energies are essential next? Noticing the kind of food that I'm attracted to, the colors of the food that I'm attracted to, the warming or cooling effect of the foods that I am attracted to today. Each day having an opportunity to be unique and different in these ways. Noticing if I'm interested in grounding foods or expanding foods, elevating foods, grounding foods of more dense contracted state will draw us into the body. Heavier foods, cooked foods will do this. The foods that are expanding and elevating to the vibration would be live, raw foods. In addition to the color, the texture, and the temperature of the foods energetically, the density or the expansiveness of the foods also play a role in the choices that I will make. If I'm needing to be grounded, I will be drawn to cooked foods, breads, eggs, meats, perhaps. Other days, I may be attracted to something light and expansive, fresh fruits, live, whole foods, vibrating energetically, perhaps juicing multiple vegetables together, even the fruits and vegetable combinations that work well together in juices that allow easy digestion and elimination and processing while metabolizing in the nutrients available so readily. Green foods, red foods, orange foods, yellow, what is it I'm attracted to? Nurturing myself with the conscious disposition that this food is for an expression of love, not just something to grab on the way out the door. Those days are done. Even if we move quickly, we can move with consciousness. Am I needing to be grounded or elevated? In the breath, in the food, in the exercise, it is all the same. We speak about exercise because something will need to happen every day if we are to embody and wake up the body and elevate the vibrational frequency and give rise to that which is choosing to manifest, having the capacity to manifest through this system. We must exercise, going for a walk in the morning, stretching, perhaps yoga, maybe the embodiment through body awake exercises. Even just for 3 minutes, conscious exercise can create tremendous influence in the incorporation and metabolizing of the transforming efforts in our lives at this time. We're in this practice because we're choosing to wake up. 3 minutes is allowed. I have 3 minutes for myself. 3 minutes of body awake exercise, 3 minutes of conscious breathing low in the belly. Inhaling if you're standing, when you rise up, exhaling when you lower the arms and the neck. Whatever it is that you're choosing to do, allow conscious breath to be with it and choose to do this. Whether it's lifting weights or going for a run, something more intensely grounding and embodying such as that, whether it's something gentle and nurturing, sitting conscious breath before some body awake exercise, stretching the body, breathing into the body through some yoga, perhaps the combination through Pilates, something of this nature every day. It must be. If I am to do what I am seeking here, exercise will be a part of that. And then the mind field will move to the outer world. Now that we've taken the time to nurture ourselves and become responsible stewards of what it is we will be paying attention to today, what the intention will be, who it is that I am before I ever exit my home, my thoughts begin to move toward other, to prepare to engage in the world, to allow me to ground my intention with other in the picture now. Before I even engage in the activities, I'm holding it in my consciousness through my own intentionality. I'm seeing and sensing and feeling in the body what my intention will be like as it's moving out into the world, so as not to be dispersed, so as not to be distracted by the outer world, thinking that my worth or my value is determined by the outer world, operating under the illusion that that outer world has control over me, when in reality the outer world is a reflection of me. If the outer world is engaging in a way that is not feeling lovingly, it is merely that I am not being loving with myself in some way. And so I anchor that, I cue up to that, I align with that reality, so that as I engage in that outer world, I am able to maintain my vertical alignment, the truth of who I am, being connected through the divine source, my divinity and my humanity, my higher self and my practical self, one, because I am aware of that. That's all it takes. Is awareness. So I've been resting and nesting and nurturing, and now I'm ready to move to the outer world. And as I do, as I put my hand on a doorknob, once I've engaged and dressed and prepared myself, and I'm ready to consciously move out into the world, I can do this just as quickly as I used to do it unconsciously, and I can have consciousness in the picture, and an entirely different world will be created because of this. And as I do, I put my hand on a doorknob and I allow that doorknob to represent a doorway, a threshold. Every time I walk through a doorway, I'm constantly reminded throughout the day that I am continually given the opportunity to step through one world into another. I can begin again. I can begin anew every time I step through a doorway. Likewise, every time I engage with money, I am energy in exchange. What am I exchanging with the universe? Am I truly giving as much as I'm wanting to receive? Am I really receiving as much as I'm wanting to give? Am I allowing that exchange with every inhale and every exhale? Is my breath recording that? Is my breath responding to the exchange in life? Every time I move with money, am I breathing? Am I allowing abundance and sufficiency as well? Simultaneously in my body, in my life? Or am I caught in some energetic illusion of lack? Without having to identify what it is I believe about myself that is inaccurate, I can assist the transformation of this through a daily practice of conscious breath, allowing exchange. Is it easier for me to inhale or to exhale? Am I having difficulty getting a deep breath? Am I having a difficulty allowing deep exchange of abundance in my life? Deep energetic exchange? It begins with the breath. Without the breath, we're not even here. That's how important, first things first, rooting in this way is. And we engage throughout the day in exchange. When driving down the road, am I allowing myself to ask, where am I going? Really, where am I going? Not just on my to-do list today, but what is the intention? What is the purpose? Every time I get in the car, this is the focus. Every time there is an exchange, that is the focus.